Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
During the November 24, 2013 broadcast, while articulating confessions of Saul the Fool, Saul who's called Paul, several times I mistakenly said 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where I should have said 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The title of this segment is Simon Says. I ask you to get pen and paper, which you will need. Many of you have heard of and perhaps even played the game Simon Says. In that game, the leader calls out things for you to do and not do. When the leader perceives a call to act, with Simon Says, the other participants are to do what Simon says. Example, Simon says, raise your right hand. The participants are to raise their right hand. But when the leader omits Simon Says and calls the other participants are not to do the action, those who do are out. Example, the leader simply says, raise your left hand, then those who do so are out, because you are to do only what Simon says. Simon Says is a simple game. Join me in this exercise, similar in fashion to Simon Says, but with some modifications. I will put forth statements. If I precede a statement with a Bible character's name, you should mark that statement in B. which stands for no basis. Example, if I should say, Jesus said, all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, you shall mark that statement NB. Why should you mark it NB? And remember, NB stands for no basis. You should mark NB because even though the scripture, John 5:28, shows Jesus as making the statement is not backed by the authority of the scriptures. The scriptures teach that the dead do not have a part in anything that is done under the sun. Therefore, you should mark the statement Jesus said, all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, NB, no basis. That statement is not to be believed. On the other hand, if I precede a statement with the Bible, says, you should mark that statement BB, which stands for Bible-based. Example, if I say the Bible says God will come, then you should mark that statement BB, Bible-based, for Bible, because the Bible does teach that God will come to this earth. References are Genesis 48:21, Genesis 50:24 and 25, and Isaiah 40:10. So in this exercise, each statement will be preceded by a Bible character's name, as Jesus, Paul, etc., which you should mark NB for no basis, or by the phrase, the Bible says, which you should mark the statement PB for Bible-based. I am not asking you to cite references or give reason for your markings. This is a simple exercise. Those of you who follow my teachings should have no problem with this exercise. Hint, listen to what precedes the statement and get all correct. Let us begin. 1. Paul said Jesus was buried. So you mark the statement NB for no basis or BB for Bible. 2. The Bible says the dead rise not. 3. Jesus said he is Lord even of the Sabbath. 4. The Bible says Jesus cursed his God. 5. The Bible says Jesus committed the sin of blasphemy. 6. Are you keeping up? The Bible says Jesus was slain, his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. 7. Paul said Jesus was buried. 8. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. 9. The Bible says you should worship the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. 10. The Bible says the character Jesus is a sinner. 11. Mary testified that the angel Gabriel came from God to her and spoke certain to her. 12. Joseph testified, saying, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. 13. Paul said Jesus rose again the third day. 14. The Bible says God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. 15. Peter said in Acts 10, verse 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And 16, the Bible says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. Did you get all correct? I hope that you did. Let's go over them. See how you did. Remember, you should mark NB for no basis, or you should have marked BB for Bible base. The NBs are not to be believed. The BBs are to be believed. Okay, back to verse 1 then. Paul said Jesus was buried. Although Paul does say in the Bible, the character Paul does say Jesus was buried, there is no basis for that. In the gospel, Jesus, the gospel does not show Jesus being buried, but the gospel does show that Jesus' body was placed temporarily in a nearby sepulcher. That was not a burial. Okay, so you should have marked number one, NB, which stands for no basis. And that statement is not to be believed, because there is no basis, okay, for it. Two, the Bible says the dead rise not. And that is so. You should have marked it DB, for it is Bible-based. I will turn to Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14 says this, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. I have underlined and continueth not. Then it says, goes on in Job 14, yes, the question in verse 14, it says, if a man die, shall he live again? Okay. If a man die, shall he live again? Jesus taught the resurrection of the dead. Paul taught the resurrection of the dead. But the Bible teaches that man continueth not after death. And it in answer to the question there, that is part of the answer, man continueth not. If a man dies, shall he live again? In verse 10, it says this, it answers the question, but man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? 11, as the waters fail from the sea and the flood decayeth and drieth up, here's the answer, so man lieth down and rises not. So, number two, the Bible says the dead rise not. You should have marked it BB for Bible-based. Job 14 is the basis for the belief that, and the teaching coming from the Bible, that the dead rise not. Number three, Jesus said he is Lord even of the Sabbath. How did you mark that? I have it marked NB for no basis. Even though Jesus did make the statement, he made a statement without basis. Okay? So that is not to be believed. And remember, the statements begin with a Bible character's name, or the statement begins with "the Bible says." Those which begin with a Bible character's name are to be marked, should be marked NB, and those which begin with the phrase "the Bible says" should be marked BB, Bible base. Number four, the Bible says Jesus cursed his God. You should have marked that BB, for it is Bible based. Jesus said, "Whosoever shall say these two words, thou fool, shall be in danger of the judgment." Jesus wished evil upon someone. Turn around, Jesus said, "But God said, thou fool." And those two statements constitute a curse coming from the character Jesus. He curses God in those two statements. So four, the Bible says Jesus cursed his God, should be marked BB for Bible basis. You can read that. You can see that. The character cursed his God. Fact, the Bible says Jesus committed the sin of blasphemy. That should be marked BB, Bible based, because just take the example of Jesus cursing his God. That constitutes blasphemy. Okay? Jesus spoke many blasphemous things. The statement where he said, "He, Jesus, is Lord of the Sabbath," that is blasphemous. So the statement Jesus says, the Bible says, Jesus committed the sin of blasphemy, should be marked BB, Bible based. Six, the Bible says Jesus was slain, his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. That statement should be marked BB. It is Bible based. Seven, Paul said Jesus was buried. What did you mark there? It should be NB, no basis. And that statement is twice. This is the second time, you know, in this exercise that statement appears. Each time it should be marked NB for no basis. Jesus was not buried. Eight. Peter said, "Ye were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ." It should be marked NB, no basis. Okay. Even though the character Peter made the statement is without basis. It is without support from anywhere inside the Bible. So it should be marked NB, no basis. Nine, the Bible says you should worship the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart. You should have marked that statement BB, Bible based, because that is what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches worship God. The question comes up, who is God? Who does the authorized version show to be God? Of course, the answer is Tommy L. Hart. It shows Tommy L. Hart to be the man having the designation of God. Therefore, you should mark that statement BB, Bible based. 10. The Bible says the character Jesus is a sinner. It should be marked BB. The cursing of God, which Jesus did, constitutes a sin. Cursing of God constitutes a sin. And remember also how that Jesus worked on the Sabbath day. Jesus himself testified, he confessed to one count of working on the Sabbath. He himself confessed to that in the scripture, in the Bible. And the Bible shows him gives evidence of him. Let's see here. Doing so, and of course the Bible teaches that whosoever does any work on the Sabbath shall surely be put to death because he has broken a commandment of God and sinned. So the Bible teaches that the character Jesus is a sinner. Number 10, the Bible says the character Jesus as a sinner should be marked BB for Bible base. That is to be believed. 11, Mary testified that the angel Gabriel came from God to her and spoke certain things to her. You cannot go into a court of law and be believed when you say an angel came to you and said so and so. Okay. That statement is not to be believed because it has no basis. Although it shows Mary testifying to that. Her testimony is not, that testimony is not to be believed. You should mark that NB, no basis. Joseph testified saying the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Similar to the first one, you should mark that NB, no basis, for the same reason that I said about number 11. 13. Paul said Jesus rose again the third day. You should mark that for no basis because even though in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says that Jesus rose again the third day, there is no basis in the gospel that supports or showing that Jesus rose again the third day. That statement should be marked NB for no basis. 14. The Bible says God is the Lord, Tommy of heart. You should have marked that BB, Bible-based, because the Bible teaches that Tommy of heart is the Lord God. That is to be believed. The Lord God, Tommy of heart, has come and identified himself as he has been instructed to do. So, in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, the Bible teaches Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God. Tommy L. Hart has presented to you, the people, all things. All things can be found in Lawmaster's archives. Lawmaster is God. 15. Peter said in Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You should have marked that statement NB, no basis. The Bible does not support that statement. It is unfounded. And the last one, 16, the Bible says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power, having the designation of God. You should have marked that BB, Bible-based. But that is to be believed because that is what the Authorized Version Bible teaches about the man, Tommy Hart. Or that is what the Authorized Version Bible teaches about the one it calls God. That God is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. All things define God. Tommy L. Hart is the man that has presented. Tommy L. Hart has performed the work of all things. That work can be seen in Lawmaster's archives. He who does the work of God is God. The work of God is all things. That's one of the works of God. Tommy L. Hart has done and presented to you, the people, the work called all things. Did you get them all correct? With regard to the review, do you understand why each should be marked as such, BB or NB? Understanding. The Bible says, get understanding. Get understanding of the things that are in the Bible. It's good to get understanding of other things, but the Bible teaches with regard to itself, the Bible. Get understanding. It teaches the Lord gives understanding. Who does it show to be the Lord? It shows Tommy L. Hart to be the Lord God. It says the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives understanding. Right? Now, we know that my name is not written in the Bible. Tommy L. Hart, you will not see that in the Bible. But God is instructed throughout the Bible to what? To provide his own name. And that is what I do. The Bible declares me God and asks me my name. I show, I present my name to the people in fulfillment of the commandment. Show thyself, what is your name? So, this exercise, which we did today, may be used as an instrument to determine your level of understanding of certain crucial matters of Bible content. If you know these 16 things, why they Bible-based, why they are not Bible-based, you are on the road to understanding Bible content and understanding my teaching. If you understand my teaching, you understand Bible content. If you do not understand my teaching, hear me well, if you do not understand my teaching with regard to Bible content, you do not understand Bible content. If you understand Bible content, then you understand my teaching. You cannot understand one without the other. To understand Bible content is to understand that which I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, teach. So don't forget that. Study. Listen. All you have to do is listen to my archives, listen to the episodes to get understanding. You don't have to do any work, really. It says the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives understanding. He gives it to you. You don't have to work as far as doing things on your own to get understanding of Bible content. All you have to do is just receive it from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, because he gives understanding of the content that constitutes the authorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Join me next time.